Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. Thank you so much for being here today. And we are talking about the gift of choice and what that is. And, you know, just a lot about choosing and choice and possibilities and creation, right? Creating your life. So today, my guest is Ina Basur. She's here with us from Delhi. Ina, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Ina's back with us because she was on the last series. I think it was the last show or like near the end. And I was like, we had so much fun. I just like, oh, it was brilliant. You know, I was like, oh my goodness, that was fun.
It was. It was super fun. I had fun.
And I remember we had gone on like, longer, you know, and it's just like there's just like we could have stayed on forever. It was just like so so I wonder what we can create today, right? And we're talking about the gift of choice, and so I wanted to talk about that with you, particularly about, you know, one of my stories that I've had in my head for a long time is that, you know, being in India, an Indian woman does not have a lot of choices. And I know, right? And I felt, and this could have been totally wrong, but anyways, I felt growing up that I didn't have a lot of choice. I had to do what everybody told me to do. I had to do what my parents said. I had to do what society wanted, all of that. And it didn't quite work for me. And so then when I started making different choices for myself, even though they went against everything, you know, my life completely transformed and changed, and it's been magical ever since. So is that just a story that I picked up somewhere, that women in India do not have choice?
Well, what do you know? And what are you aware of? It is like the general point of view that goes around, and it's very easy to buy into it. I was really lucky to have my mom and my parents, and who have always gifted me the gift of choice. I was also kind of little obstinate. I was like, whenever they said that you can't choose this, it's like, well, why not? So I had a way of getting my way. Mm-hmm. And we kind of use the choice thing a lot to kind of, you know, stop ourselves in spaces and places that we know we can be really potent. Mm-hmm. I had that, like, what during growing up, even though I had like this really amazing parents who actually contributed to me in always having choice with from what I want to do in my career, as my life, or education, whether I want to go to school or not, whether I want to meet the family or not. So it was pretty much always from choice. Mm. Yet, like, looking at the environment in India, it's easy to buy into that thing. So one of the places that I was really sticking myself was the buying into the thing of being a woman in India.
Right.
And, you know, that means that it entails this, this, and this. And so, you know, I can't go out. And so for me, I had sort of made it into a fight that I had to fight it. That why can't, you know, why? Strangely, from it, I was the only one in my family, in my friend circle in college, who could hang out till late night. My brother, who was elder to me, used to be at home, and I would be partying till like 3-4 o'clock at night in a place like Chandigarh, which is really a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And like none of the other girls used to get permission. So most of my friends were hostlers whose parents didn't know what they were up to. So, like in the sense that, but in the place of being a woman, I did stick myself to a certain extent where choice was at certain points in my world started showing up as a fight, like of being able to choose that. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
Which has really changed now. Like it's, and it has, so there's so much information there. Like one of the things is that we get to we use the no choice, or I don't have choice over here, where it kind of works for us. In that moment, it's kind of working for us. It's serving us in some way. And so we choose it. But it's also being willing to see where it's not serving you and in what ways it's serving you. So when I was younger, I used to have like, when my mom sat me down and told me that, you know, you're going to get your periods and it's going to be this. And some people have problems with it. Some people have pains and some people don't get to know anything about it. I automatically decided it's going to be painful for me. So when I got my first periods, it was so painful and I was all over the place jumping up and down. And then I created from that space as a decision that that's what it's going to be every time. So for the longest time, I remember that I used to have all these, you know, feminist points of views I started to pick up, and the women lib points of views I started to pick up, that means that being a woman, you have to, you know, you have to fight the men, or you don't have to. And it was very, very strange, because when I look back now, I always hung out with guys. Like for me, I really enjoyed men and women both. So it wasn't really that I hated them, but somehow I got into that point of view. So every time that I got my periods, my brother had to hear no end of it, or why he doesn't get it. I used to punish him by, you know, not buying my pads beforehand and getting him to get them on the last moment for me, so that he knows that how what I have to go through every week, every month. Mm-hmm. That he
yeah, not every week.
Yeah, and every time that I got, I don't know whether that's a word that is used worldwide, but in India it's used called Eve teasing. Mm. So every time that I used to get Eve, so it's like, you know, you guys tease you on the roads and they tell this, they whistle at you and they say things like that, which was like really huge. So I started buying into the points of view of the world around me, really the reality of in India of how women are supposed to be. It's not easy for women. Mm-hmm. And I started creating my life from that space of that's not easy for women. So when I went ahead and created, started creating businesses, it was like I was creating it from a space and point of view of that it's not going to be easy for me because I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, so then I created, your points of views create your reality.
Right.
Your reality does not create your point of view. So when that, when access consciousness came into my life, it really started shifting. Like the first thing that I changed was my with my pains and aches with periods, my hate for being a woman. Mm-hmm. It was funny, I didn't hate men, but I hated myself. Mm-hmm. So I basically looked for reasons and excuses to not be happy with the choice that I've made of being a woman in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so I that really shifted. I think within a month's time, my periods changed. PMS went for a, like, what is PMS? Like, I remember one day I was a couple of years back, I was in the car with my husband and Audrish, and he was like, you know, having a PMS moment. I was like, what's that? And I was, and that in that moment, I realized I'm going to get down. So I was like, we both were laughing about it. That's so funny. It's like that moment when you forget that you, you know, have, like now my body, which I really talked about in the thing last call as well, about how your body, if you start including your body in your choices, mm-hmm. and in your life, the contribution that it is, it's funny that how my body started shifting and changing it for me in terms of the periods. It was really how much more, like how much did I hate being a woman and how much that had to do with my body and not really my being. And the more I chose to include my body, adore it, be grateful for being a woman.
Can you do something around that whole thing about hating being a woman? I'm getting like this huge stuff is coming up. It's like, oh, I chose that. I chose to hate being a woman. And it's like,
oh. Yeah.
And that was, you know, sometimes you don't realize you're choosing that, but based on your how you're reacting in the world, how you're being in the world, you're like, oh, yeah, that.
It's funny that you actually started there, this whole conversation. I'm so glad you did, though, because when you were asking me about what gift can we give with this call, and I was like, one of the things was popping up is a call that I did because it's so shifted for me. So for the first calls that I created, that I did in the class that I created from Access, with Access Consciousness Tools, was Total Ease at that time of the month and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like, all the connection points that we have with women, and then we buy into the lies. Like when I was growing up in India, there was a big thing going on where women were being burnt alive, because of dowry, because they didn't get enough money, bring enough money when they got married. There were other lots of other things going on. When I was in school, there was a whole thing going on around women being women being you know, at the effect of the environment, and that, you know, if like, I remember when I was in school, there was this whole thing going on in Punjab, which was that if our uniforms changed from tunics to salwar kameez, because we had to cover ourselves, and this, there was this whole thing going on that if women step out, if girls of any age group step out in Western clothes or in non, in like fully covered with dupatta, then they would be, you know, they would be in trouble. So when all of that was going on, and that's the environment that I actually was in growing up in, that I bought into all of that and sort of started locking it up in my body as well. So in as, and that created like abuse, sexually abused one time and then multiple times. And one of the things that popped for me when you asked me, wow, I didn't see this one going there, but this call going there.
Me neither. Not at all.
Oh, wow. How does it get any better? But it's, it was, so it was one of the things that I created and is a gift that I can totally send you the link to, that can be sent out if anyone else is looking for. Because there were, it was, I think, a 45-minute to 1-hour call on destroying and uncreating your connection points with women and what it means to be a woman. And a lot to do with the period pains was a disconnect. So like one of the things that really showed up for me was how disconnected, and that's part of the chapter that I have in the Earth Healing book, is about that, of the transition that occurred for me. And it was interesting for me to write that chapter as well, and how, like, I had no idea I was going to write about that. But it's, it was this whole point of view that was going on, that being a woman is being a burden on the earth. And how much, like, so I became aware when I was writing that chapter even more of how I am buying into and still functioning and creating from a space of being, not being a contribution to the earth. So there was this constant, I remember one of the Right Voice for You classes that I did, that I attended, it was by, with Blossom, and she kept saying, she's talking about the earth, and I said, I kept, keep getting this thing about how I'm destroying the earth. And she was like, so is that an implant or an explant or a lie? So anything that's sticking you, if it's sticking you, what you want to ask is it an implant? Is it an explant or is it a lie? And I got that it's an explant. And so light and heavy, everything that, anything that's light for you is true for you. Anything that's heavy is a lie. So it really lightened up my world. Like my whole universe lightened up when I said explant. And so, so we destroyed and created. And from then it started shifting, which right now when I'm talking, I'm just getting that how much of that was from that time when I had bought into what it means to be a woman. So it, it's really like, how much, how much aware are we? How much aware are you of what's going on around in the world that you haven't acknowledged? everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, no being received, that destroy and uncreate at all times, bazillion, right, wrong, good, yes, bad, poor, financial, boys and girls. And how much of that have you bought into as yours? So everywhere that you've bought any of that as yours, can we destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, yes, online for boys and beyonds. And who does it belong to? Will you now be willing to return it to center with consciousness attached?
Yes.
Return it to center with consciousness attached. Return it to center with consciousness attached. And this is like true with anything, like whatever, where have you been, where have you, you know, have your childhood days or your younger days, and where are you? I mean, that's why I love consciousness. It's like, it's not something that we do, you know. It's not like consciousness is not something that is to be achieved. It's the willingness to be aware and be present with everything without a point of view, mm-hmm, and not including everything and judging nothing. So so it's sort of really the access tools have contributed to me humongously in regards to choosing me.
Right.
Choosing the allowance of the choice that I've made of being a woman, of having a woman body, the choice and the allowance of every choice that I've made so far, and where can I go from here? So it's
right.
Yeah.
Wow. And I remember for myself, even in the past, I would justify why I was a woman. You know, it's like, oh, this is the reason why I'm a woman this time. This is the reason why I'm in a woman's body this time. And just like, it was, yeah, like, but there was judgment the whole around the whole thing. It was all judgment.
Yeah. And just
myself the wrong. Word
woman, yeah. And the word woman as well. And wherever you're functioning from being a woman is a judgment.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love, absolutely, and highly recommend, if you haven't chosen it and if you get a yes for it, to choose the telecalls that Gary has done about the lady.
Mm-hmm.
The that has like being a lady. Has been from like the, it has been like homecoming. Mm-hmm. It was all the things that I had, the points of view that I had bought into what it means to be a woman in this world and what it means to be, what that means. And the whole fight and struggle that I've had in my life has been a lot to do with that, mm-hmm, of where I'm, my receiving, a lot of my receiving has to do a lot with that. Well, I think I have to fight that. I think, and the whole, what Gary is inviting us to, if anyone doesn't know, he's the founder and co-creator of Access Consciousness. What he is inviting us to is really the, like, if you actually look back, and as like after the call, he asked us to watch all the movies and series that had to do with ladies. So one of them was the Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw like back to back the whole series of Downton Abbey, and so in that you can see what the women live is creating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The women live is actually what did it create? What do you know? Is it creating more, or is it creating more of separation?
Mm-hmm.
And so the more you're willing to be the lady and being from the space of being an infinite being, the more you can receive from everything and everyone, including men,
mm-hmm,
who have chosen without going to the wrongness of them being men, us being women, like, because that, then you have to constantly create from opposing point of view. And that's where we create our relationships from, an opposing point of view. Rather than that we're here, we're just different. And what's the gift of that difference?
And then you can also receive.
Sorry.
I was going to say, and you can also then receive from you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and how much of world is going on in the world is about the suppression of what you truly be and, mm-hmm, what you, all that you can truly receive.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know we were going to talk about this today. It's like, wow, yeah. Interesting. So somebody has a question. I forgot to mention this at the beginning, but if you have a question or you would like to ask a question, You can raise your hand. You can type it into the chat. You can be brave and unmute yourself as well. So feel free, because, you know, it's like, I didn't know we were going to go here at all. But it's like, it's such a powerful and potent question that I'm getting right now. It's about where, you know, everywhere where we have like bought all those points of view from everybody and everything, and we're locking ourselves in, we're not choosing for ourselves in that moment. We're choosing against ourselves, right?
Yeah. And like the moment that you have to separate from someone else, you have to separate from you. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing with, it was funny because I have like an amazing relationship with my partner and my husband. We also are business partners. And, but there were certain places where it was this women lib and the points of view that I had bought into and bought as mine that I thought that I had to fight was keeping me from receiving the gift that he is. Mm-hmm. And the gift that he can be. And the gift that he desires to be. Because like, I remember one of the things that when we were getting married, there was a whole, you know, how Indian weddings can get. And there was all of that going on of the venue and all of that stuff. And how you want to do the wedding and how everyone else wants to do it. So all of that was going on. And my mom was like, what do you want? And I was like, what do you know? And I was like, I just know one thing, that the guy that I'm with desires for me to be happy. Mm-hmm. Now I have that information, which is how the hell did I get so lucky? So I have that information, yet where am I unwilling to receive the gift that he is and the gift of me choosing to have him in my life is? So there was this sticky points of, you know, and it comes up in like so many different ways with business and creation, in relationship, and with money, with so many things, even in relationship, where you give up the intimacy that you be of trust, honor, vulnerability, gratitude, and allowance for the point of view that you've bought, which is not even yours. Mm. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
where, so everywhere that we're functioning from, being a man, being a woman, and what that means in this reality, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, all natural, boys and beyonds.
Yes, yes, yes.
What would your reality, what is your reality with anyone or in any relationship or with relationship, period? Mm-hmm. And everything that doesn't allow that to show can be destroyed and uncreated. Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, natural, boys and beyonds.
Cool. Yes, thank you. So I think Renu has a question. She's unmuted her audio. Renu, do you have a question?
Brave enough to do that. Thank you. So I have a question. In the sense, what Ina was saying, I can relate to it because I think I'm also from the same thing about women's lib, and you know, I have to my point of what I've been carrying from I think the time I was growing up to now is that I have to be financially independent myself. Mm. So I have a wonderful relationship with my husband, and we've created a lot in our life, which I'm very grateful for. But somewhere my receiving from him is also blocked. You know, I'm talking about the financial receiving, which I'm sure affects everything else also in my life. So somewhere when I'm it's not that it's his money or my money, but somewhere because I feel he has a he's into business with his family, it's a big partnership, I somehow don't feel a part of that. So I know it's something to do with me entirely, and I've been working on that for a long time, but I guess it's my receiving. I mean, I don't know. What do you get? I'd love to know your and Ina's take on that.
Cool. Thank you for, yeah. Thank you for your vulnerability. And thank you for being on the call. So when you're saying that, does that lighten up your world? Or no?
It doesn't lighten up my world, but I know that
I'm just sorry. I'm just going to. So anything that doesn't lighten up your world is not true for you. And there's a whole lot of information there. So everywhere, so everything that is, can we destroy and clear all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, conscious, poison, and everything that you've glumped together that doesn't allow you to have clarity and ease with it, can we destroy and uncreate all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, conscious, poison, beyond. You might have to be a little louder because I can't hear you.
Yes, please. Is that okay?
Thank you. So, the thing with money is that, so this, I know you, so I know a bit of the background. So if you were to look at what is your money reality? So what is your money reality? Everything that will allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive it, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pokma, shabai, the mirror. So the thing with money is that you have to be willing to be the source and the creator of it.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to look at what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Or what will work for you. And the thing with money is that what you want to create is a space of peace and ease with it. So what choices do you have available right now that would create that peace and ease with money for you? Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pockpot, online, short, boys, and beyonds. Because, so the thing we do with money is, there's a whole lot of information that's been, so everywhere that you've, let's just do this a couple of times, everywhere that you've glumped it together can be destroyed and clear of that.
Yeah.
So glumped is that you kind of take different awarenesses or different, so you have like awareness, you have points of view, you have lies and conclusions, you glump it together into one. So everything that is, that doesn't allow, so everything that something shows up that has anything to do with it, that triggers it, this whole thing shows up. So everything that is, can be destroyed and create all of that.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, culture, boys, and beyonds. So,
and I was just going to say, this is not just for Renu, this is for anybody and everybody who may be affected by this or resonates with this or reads for it. Yeah.
I'm the one.
Yeah, so what you want to get with money is, I'm just going to look at the money for a moment. When you want to look at what money is, that you want to look at, so what is it that will make you happy and joyful and create a peace with money for you and choose it? Not in, not against anything, not against your husband, not against you, not against anyone, but hey, this is what will work for me. Okay, cool. I have no idea what it's going to look like. I have no idea how I'm going to create it, but I'm having it and I'm choosing it. Now that could be your 10% account. Every money that comes into you, your life, have a 10% account and put 10% of that into that, because you want to create having money for you. The other is, how much money do you require to run your life if he wasn't in your life? So it's not about him and her or woman and man. It's about you and any other partner, anyone else in your life, whether that's a woman or a guy. So how much money do you require to live your life, to run your life? Get a sense, put it down. If you have a profit and loss sheets or Excel sheets, if that is fun for you, do it that way. Or write it down, whatever is easy for you, is for you. Write down everything that you require to live your life. That's from the utilitarian. Like, okay, these are the bills that I have to pay.
Yeah, I've done that. I run my own business as well. I've done that. But there is something in my head that is, like you said, all glumped. I agree with you. Because it's like my points of views and the points of views I've bought by people and what I assume should be the right thing because of those points of views and what I know that I can create myself. So there is a whole lot of khichdi or mixture over there, which I'm, like you said, that clearing was really awesome. It just lightened me up when you said that, what would it give me? What would it take for me to have more clarity there? So that clarity is somewhere, I think I'm lacking that at the moment. Because I am doing my 10%, I know how much of amount I know, and I'm creating that for myself. But still, there is still something that is at the back of my head that keeps, blocking my own receiving from...
Okay, cool. So thank you for saying that. Yeah. So the back of your head.
Yeah, the back of my head.
Is it yours or someone else's?
I know it's not mine, but I've made it so mine that it troubles me.
So what do you love about making it yours?
Yeah, that's the one.
So everything that is can be destroyed and cleared out of that.
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, and Ashur Boys and Girls. So what do you love about it? That everything that is can be destroyed and cleared out of that.
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, but online shows, boys and beyonds. Is it better now, Mahima? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. They can't hear Renu that well.
Okay.
But they can hear you.
Oh, okay. So can everybody hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Okay.
So the thing with... So what are you hiding behind you so dynamically that if you didn't, will allow you to be the presence, the potency, and the brilliance that you truly be? Everything that doesn't allow that to show and for you to perceive, know, be, and receive it can be destroyed and uncreated all.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, but all natural boys and girls. What are you hiding so dynamically behind you that if you didn't, will allow you to be the brilliance, the potency, and the presence that you truly be? And everything that doesn't allow that times gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, but all natural boys and girls. And how many projects, how many businesses or creations do you require to have on for you to be joyful? What's the number that you get?
10.
Cool. How many do you currently have?
About 3.
So what would it take for you to add those 7? Everything that doesn't allow that to show and for you to perceive, know, be, and receive it and have fun with it can be destroyed and create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, all natural boys and beyonds. It's like when we are not creating everything that we know we can be and do, well, we're always short of that, but you know, you get to a point and then you can expand more. We go into all of this. So everything that is, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, and show, poison, beyond. So what are the next 5 things or 3 things or 1 thing or 2 things that you can, where can you start? Start where you are or start somewhere. Can you add right away that will make your life and you more joyful. And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, proper, all natural, boys and beyonds. So everything that doesn't allow you to be the creator of magnitude that you truly be. Actually, you're always being the creator of magnitude, but when you're not creating everything, creating your life the way you would like it and creating everything that you would like to, you create crap. So everything that is, even if it's just, you know, making other people's points of views as yours, can we destroy and create all of that? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, all natural, boys and beyonds. And so it's also because we are not showing up in the full potency and the capacity that we know is possible for us. So we distract ourselves with these things. So all the distractor implants, creating that and holding that in place, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, natural, boys and beyonds. One of the things, and see if this lightens up for you, one of the things that I started creating, I still know what you're talking about, been there, done it. One of the things that I really asked myself was that, which is funny because at one point I was sensing so much of that in my world that I was like, I lashed out on Audrey and I was like, what the fuck? You don't receive me. And he was like, what the fuck? And so for like one day we were like, okay, we are going to like, I was like, this is not working. And you know, like we do, because I wasn't creating enough of what I wanted to create or knew I could create. So I had to find someone to blame. And that's why we do relationships, right? Because we can blame someone. It's so much easier. So, so I was doing total blame shame game and we both went into this separate rooms and we were like, okay, we are going to be like this. And we are going to, we allowed ourselves that space of that, fine, it's a divorce. We were like, okay, so we are doing this. And so he went on in his space and I went on in my space. And we both allowed each other that space of allowing us to get a sense of what our lives would be without each other. So that one night and one day, I was like, wow, cool. He's not going to be there. And these are the businesses. So I went into like, okay, cool. So the businesses, what would that look like? If he's not there, what would the businesses look like? Okay, he's not there. What would my revenue stream and money flows look like? Okay, he's not going to be there. How much more fun can I have? So I became aware of all the things I wasn't choosing because I was so busy, you know, blaming him or not choosing enough or not, or blaming him from, it was me. We accuse others of, and others accuse us of what they're choosing. And we accuse others of what we're choosing. So it was really the willingness to be bluntly honest with myself of where was I sticking myself. And he got that space too, because he went and so we didn't divorce and we're still together so far. But he went into also, cool, so if I didn't have Ina, what would my business look like? What would my creations look like? Like what's going to happen to our businesses? Would we split it? What would we do? What would that look like? What would create more? So he did his whole space of what his life would be without me. And I looked at what my space, because like one of the things that you want to look at in relationship is that it is at least two, you're creating at least 200 times more together than you're creating apart. So we got a sense of that and gave me so much more information and gratitude. A, I got gratitude for myself that, wow, I can do it with or without him. And he got that space of he can do it with or without me. And we both got the sense of all the things that I wasn't choosing because of whatever that I had decided that was, or our relationship had to be. And he got that sense of his. And the next day we got together, we were like so freaking grateful for each other. We were so freaking grateful to have that space of the willingness to have that space for ourselves to have a look at our lives. And we got into creation mode. We created like 5 other things after that, or 10 other things after that. So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, no being perceived, and allow whatever is showing up. Like the moment that when what we tend to do is that if something is not going how we expect it to, like it never shows up. Like I had all this demand in my life, world of like I want, like I would like this, this, and this, and I wasn't choosing it. So it didn't show up the way I expected. It showed up in this sort of a thing. How much do we think that that is a wrongness in a relationship or with a husband or with a wife? How much do you not go into that space because you want to brush it under the carpet so that everything is all hunky-dory? But we willing whichever way it showed up, but that's how it showed up. If you don't go into the wrongness of it, or you don't judge it, but ask what's right about it and what's the awareness that can come from this choice, you start getting awareness. And then add gratitude to it. That's like bombshell. Everything that doesn't allow that. Everything that allows you to know the potency that you truly be and that you can turn it out anything and create greater from it can be destroyed and create out of that.
Yes.
Right, wrong, goodbye, pop, masha, boys, and meals. The thing, the only thing that doesn't allow us to turn around anything that shows up and create greater from it is the judgment and the wrongness that we have for it and for ourselves and for our choices. And everything that that is can be destroyed and create out of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pot, all nine short boys and beyonds. So within regards to, is that helpful, Rini? Is that something that?
Yes, it is. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, that
and
was
like the brilliant. Thing with the thing with relationship is that also get a sense of like, this is, one of the things that I become aware of in so many different things is that when I'm in conversation with Audrish, I'll be saying something and he will see it totally different. Now, at times I've made that wrong. Why is he not seeing my way? But he sees it different. But also about certain things is the willingness, which is now showing up more and more in my world, is the willingness to see, hey, about this, his reality is different than mine. His reality with money is different than my reality. What creates ease for him with money is different than what creates ease for me with money. So it's the willingness to have that for me. Okay, this creates more ease for me. I'm going to choose it whether he chooses it or not. And it's not against him. It's having my own back and having his. He can choose whatever works for him. But every time that I have allowed myself to be in allowance of his choices and mine, it has created more space for both of us to create from there.
So I was going to just ask a question about that for a quick second, but I thought somebody was unmuted. I thought your mom was unmuted, but she muted herself now. So I thought maybe she had a question or a comment, but she's muted herself again. Okay. So I had a question really quickly about that having your own back. A friend was over and we were running bars and we were talking about having your own back. It's like, what does that even mean? You know, it's like, do I have my own back? I don't know. It's like, what does that even mean? What does that look like? And you just said just now about that having the allowance for yourself and your choices, right? So that could be part of it. So can you talk
and about other people's choices.
And other people's choices, yes. yeah, the control freak that I am and other people's choices.
It's like, why are they not choosing this? Like, why can't he see this? Like, this is going to create more. But the moment anyways, the thing with that is also like the moment you go into the answer of that, this is going to create more. That's not going to create all that it can create. So conclusions always a lie.
Yeah.
And So it was funny, like one recently I had this, big fall in the shower while bathing. I just went up and I went flat on the floor and my head hit on the shower cabinet, the glass. And I was like, everything went numb and intense and right there. And I was like, wow. Like, I just sat there with my body and I was like, what do you require? And like before that, I had read done this whole, you know, I listened to a call and I was doing this whole clearing about what energy, space, and I was like, I'm going to be the infinite being. So I was like, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be? To be the infinite being, an infinite perceiving, an infinite receiving, an infinite all of that that I truly be. And then I go to the shower and I bathe the total span space of that. That's all I'm going to be today. And I fall and I'm like on the floor and I'm holding my body. I'm like, body, what do you require? And my body went like everything. I was like, what do you require? What do you, like, without going to the wrongness of the fall, I was like, okay, cool. Like, action. Like, also, would you acknowledge that about you? Like, when something happens, like, if you're thrown in front of a car or you go into this emergency situation, do you go into this thing of that, do you, like, just stand there and die? Or do you go into action?
And action,
you
know, yeah.
Creation, or what can you choose? So yeah. Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and see, that is the capacity that you have. And create from that space, and without the need and the requirement of creating emergency. What if every day is an emergency? Can we just try and clear out of that? Right off with my popcorn and shabando, for you to kick into your potency. So further, and I sat there and I'm like, hey body, what do you require? Who or what can contribute here? And my body went like everything, universe, you know, the glass, the floor, all the molecules, everything contribute now. And it started to shift, the intensity started to shift, it started to heal, and I was just sitting there, and this happened really quickly. And I didn't get that awareness at that point, but I just, like, I got up from there, from the space of what's right about this. What's the awareness that comes, is what are you, you know, I am asking for so much. So what's the awareness that this brings? And my body was like, I was like sitting and working away, and I just got this awareness of like, wow, like our bodies like give us so much information that we're not willing to receive otherwise, mm-hmm. even if it requires a physical fall in the loop. But my body was like really like showing me of how I was cutting off or functioning from exclusion or not receiving everything that everyone can contribute to me without a point of view, what that has to look like, what that has to be in certain areas of my life, or maybe in all areas of my life. Like I have businesses, I have team, they're contributing to me at all times, and I'm so grateful for that. Yet there were certain areas of my life where I was functioning from that thing of, I have to do this myself. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody else can help me, like nobody else can do it, not even outreach, I have to do it. So the thing with having your back is what I started becoming aware of, is that you're never alone. Mm-hmm. Like the whole universe and everything desires to contribute to you. Where are we not receiving it? What points of views do we have that is keeping us from receiving everything that's available to us?
Yeah.
And so I started getting this sense of, wow, what would truly having my back be like? Where am I cutting off all the contribution that people and that things and everything that and the universe and the world and the planet desires to be to me? And so everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that and have that as your reality can be destroyed and created at that time. Specifically.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, talk about all natural birds and beyond.
So I have a question from Ricky. Ricky is asking, how do I, as a single woman, release the need to play with masculine energy to create the life I feel I need, opposed to my feminine energy? Mm-hmm. Ricky, are you here? Yes, you are here. Did you want to ask, like, be more, ask more about that? You can unmute yourself if you want. See what you get, Ina, for that, while we see if Ricky wants to.
So that is actually a question with a conclusion and a lie attached. So everything that is can be destroyed and create all of that.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, all natural boys and beyond. So how do I, as a single woman, release the need to play the masculine energy? What do you mean by that?
Because in the in the spiritual world, in the metaphysical world, the masculine energy creates. the feminine energy receives.
Oh, so I was getting that. Okay, cool. So everything that is can be destroyed and created out of that.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, Asha, boys and beyond. So what if you are an infinite being?
Mm-hmm. An infinite being. All energy. Being
can be all energies. Everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, no being, receive, that can be destroyed and created out of that.
Yes.
Right, yes. Wrong, good, bad, popcorn, all Asha, boys and beyond. And how do I, as a single woman, release the need to play with masculine energy? Play. Choose it. Everything that allows you to perceive, no being, receive it, and choose it and have fun, but it can be destroyed and created that.
Yes.
Right on with my Pakmashad Boys and Yat. You have to be willing to wear the pants. Have the balls. Are you willing to have the balls? Have the courage to create your life. Have the courage to be you. Even if the face of nobody else seeing what you see, everything that, and what you know, and what you be, and what you can be, everything that you perceive, will be and receive that, can be destroyed and create all of that times because of you.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, mashup, boys and beyonds.
So I know we only have a few minutes left because both you and I have another live call right after this. But so this is on a personal note, but when I'm in India, Ina, and hopefully I get to see you, I hope you can talk to my husband and tell him it's okay for husband and wife to be in partnership and business together. Because he's like, personal life is personal life. Business life is business life. We cannot combine the two. They have to be separate. It's like, ah. It's like, no, we can be both.
Yes. And that you can be both is your reality. Mm. It cannot be both is his reality. So everything that is. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. So everything that is can be destroyed and create all of that.
Yes. See, right, music and full freak is like, yes, yeah, we can do it. Instead of being an allowance of, okay, this is what he would like.
This is what he would like. Yeah. And when you allow that space that, oh, cool, this is what works for him. And this is what's working for him now.
It's working for him. It's not working for me.
So you can always ask, and what else is possible with him?
Yeah.
Everything that allows me to perceive, know, be, and receive that, can we destroy it? Like, yes. Destroy it. Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, shit, boys and beyond. Because, like, without having for him to change and without having for him to buy into your reality, or because that again is like, hey, this is the right way, this is the wrong way, this is the, you know, it's more like, okay, cool. So it's fun for me to create with him. Will it be fun? And also, like, what can I create with him that will create a different possibility? Or what can I, if I choose this, what would my life be like in 5-10? It might not be fun. So everything that with him. So everything
that that's true. When you said that, I was like, oh, you're right. That might not be fun. Because he's like,
yeah, if someone doesn't want to choose it and you make them choose it, it's not going to be fun for you. Everything that is can be destroyed and cured of that. Right? Yeah. And also have a sense of, like, the thing what we do is, one thing is the awareness that this is his reality, this is my, and having an allowance for it. And the other thing is to ask, okay, cool. So I can't change that. Mm-hmm. So what else is possible? Mm-hmm. What else can show that I haven't considered?
I mean, he's a contribution to me in every way. It's like amazing. It's like, so I can't really complain. If he wants to have a little space for himself and do his own thing, I should just like let him. It's like, okay.
It's like when I'm traveling for classes, Audrish is like the happiest because he's like, he gets to play his music loud. He has a cassette player that goes into the cupboard when I'm around, and when I'm not around, that cassette player comes out, and his really old cassettes, I don't know how he listens to them.
Exactly. I'm going to class this weekend, and so he's going to be at home. Do whatever you want.
Exactly. But I love that he has that joy. So it's really joyful for me to see the joy that he has with music. So when he is when I'm around, then he's playing the guitar, but he sings and plays what works for both of us.
Yeah.
And when I'm not around, he takes out the stuff that is joy mode for him.
Yeah, so, exactly. I love that. And again, that's a choice that he's making when he's with you and when he's not with you. He's making two different choices, you know?
Yeah.
And you have that allowance for him to choose what works, you know, for him as well.
Yeah. And thank you for actually, I will just acknowledge that, because it's beautiful that actually I've never told him not to play it. I've never asked him, don't do this. But it's more like he knows that, thank you.
Exactly. And on that note, this was a conversation that we went everywhere. But for me, I'm feeling like, okay, this is just an introduction to more that we can talk about together. About this and other stuff. So it's like, this was so much fun. But it's just like a tip of the iceberg. I think that, you know, for me, I feel like there's so much more that we can explore, you know, on the stuff that we talked about, you know, the men and women thing, the women's lib thing, the being a woman and all of that stuff. Is like, I did not know we were going to talk about that. But again, we chose to be here in a woman's body. To, you know, we chose that. And so the gift of that choice is having certain awarenesses and different experiences that we get to have. And I'm like, there's gratitude for that. I'm grateful for those choices, because that's like, there's so many different things that I get to do in this life as a woman that I, you know, would not experience if I was a man. So it's like, interesting. So yes, Bobby, thank you.
And it can be fun. Oh my God, having a woman's body.
Yeah.
The power and the potency that brings in is, I started asking, so I chose this. So what's the gift in this? And I've started becoming so much more aware of the gift of this choice. And also for a male body as well. Like, what would the world be like if that was not a wrongness for men to choose to be men?
Exactly. There's no wrongness in either choice. It's just a choice.
Yeah. And what's the awareness that comes from that choice?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you.
It is. We do have like I just want to kind of plug in a promotion. I'm so sorry for doing this, but actually I'm not, but I just wanted to, I had no idea this is going to go there. So I just have to make this available. So there's a 1 month long intimacy in relationship, 4 weeks of intimacy in relationship coming up starting 6th Feb. And it's like 1 week is being you with different facilitators, being you. Week two is your voice, using your voice in relationship, which is me. The third one is having sex, making sex and relationship work for you. And the fourth one is having riches in relationship. And you can, if you sign up for all four before 6th, you get 1 week for free. And if you sign up for 1 week, then you can have each week or 1 week or 2 weeks, sign up for whichever works for you, whichever falls out for you. Good. It's such a huge topic, the relationship and intimacy in relationship. And what we've decided intimacy is, like, it's totally changing for me. Like, even choosing to actually create this 1 month is like already shifting my world and my relationship. So if it calls out for you, if you get it's a contribution to what you desire to create, or take this conversation, like if you feel like you've just been left in the air. Therefore, you can choose it.
Exactly.
And I will send you, Lara, the link to that call, The Gift.
Cool.
That was the gift that was given with the Earth Healing book. But I would love to give it to everyone.
Yeah, I think that'll be beautiful, because it just ties in so beautifully with this conversation today.
Yes.
Right. So thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being here.
If it contributes, And I would love to know if it contributes, and I love to know, what's creating in your world.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Please do give us feedback and let us know what this is, you know, if this is a contribution and what's changing in your life. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. I will be updating the gifts page so that you can get Ina's gift as well. And so until then, sending you all much love and blessing always. Bye for now. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.